Twitter Thursday to ratchet up demands on his long-stalled border wall, appearing to sour on congressional talks aimed at striking a deal with Democrats that he could sign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As congressional negotiators work on a border security deal, Republicans have shifted from saying wall and are instead saying barrier, since Democrats are against funding a wall. The president himself has been using barriers, steel slats, even peaches, saying whatever you want to call it, it's all the same. But this morning, the president says it's time to end the discussion, tweeting, "Let's just call them walls from now on and stop playing political games," adding, "A wall is a wall." Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. federal immigration officials are force-feeding some detainees who were on a hunger strike. AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says 11 detainees at a Texas detention facility are refusing food and 6 are being force-fed. The detainees are being held at the El Paso Processing Center. The hunger strike has gone on for a month. Detained immigrants and their advocates tell the AP there are closer to 30 detainees from India and Cuba who have been refusing food to protest the conditions of their confinement. An ICE spokeswoman says 4 detainees, one each in Miami, Phoenix, San Diego, and San Francisco, are also on hunger strikes. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Nations arms embargo on the Central African Republic is set to expire Thursday. This week, thousands of people in the capital, Bangui, urged the Security Council not to extend it for another year to allow the Central African Armed Forces, known as FACA, to defend the population against militia fighting for control in about 80% of the country. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling on the international community to back his efforts to force embattled President Nicolas Maduro from power and restore democracy. Guaido declared himself interim president last week after the assembly declared that Maduro's re-election was illegitimate. The U.S. has recognized him as interim leader. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says he spoke to Guaido.
He was very clear that he wanted us to put pressure on Nicolas Maduro because they need change.
President Maduro told a state-owned Russian news agency Wednesday he's ready to hold talks with the opposition forces and hold early legislative elections, but he rejected Guaido's demands to also hold a new presidential election before 2025. President Trump will meet with China's vice premier at the White House Thursday on the last day of a second round of negotiations aimed at resolving the ongoing trade war between the economic superpowers. Mr. Trump said the meetings are going well and with good intent and spirit on both sides. The U.S. has called for other permanent members of the U.N. Security Council to adhere to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The call Thursday in Beijing comes as the U.S. is preparing to withdraw from a separate pact, the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. U.K. Security Chief Philip Barton says Russia is responsible for the potential breakdown between the U.S. and Russia.
It's very clear to the U.K. that the reason why it hangs by a thread is because Russia, for some time now, has been in breach of that agreement.
The U.S. says some countries are violating non-proliferation and developing new weapons programs, which is a likely reference to Russia, Iran, and possibly North Korea. Iran's deputy foreign minister says he believes European Union nations will soon announce they've created a program for Iran to continue trade there and avoid reimposed U.S. sanctions. Abbas Araghchi told Iranian state television Thursday he expected the program to be ready in 1 or 2 months. Foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini says the EU believes the Iran nuclear deal has been working.
The European Union is fully behind the full implementation of the nuclear deal with Iran for the simple reasons that we see it is working. There are 13 reports now by the IAEA that Iran is fully compliant with its nuclear commitment, and we believe this is a key element of our security in the region.
EU foreign ministers are meeting Thursday in Romania. A U.S. watchdog report says the Taliban are largely holding their own in Afghanistan despite a surge in American bombing. The report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction says the Afghan government has been unable to expand control of its country, its security forces are shrinking, and gaps in security are growing. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more. Right here.